Have you ever, walked across a massive suspension bridge and felt it sway?
Oh, yeah. It's a terrifying feeling.
Right. You don't need to be an engineer to cross it. You just kind of trust the structure.
Until it wobbles.
Exactly. The moment it wobbles, you definitely start walking a little faster.
Hmm.
And, well, we've got a fascinating deep dive for you today because right now, the invisible bridge holding up American society is, frankly, wobbling.
It's wobbling a lot.
Yeah, we're unpacking this massive research report on the erosion of U.S. institutional trust. The goal is to figure out why your trust in science and government is vanishing and how that directly threatens our national well-being.
So, okay, let's unpack this.
Right, so to understand that wobble, we really need to look at the foundational architecture. Specifically, we're looking at the framework from the 2024 Nobel Laureates in Economics, Issa-Magliou, Johnson, and Robinson.
The inclusive institutions here.
Exactly. They argue that prosperous nations really rely on inclusive institutions, systems where everyone gets a fair shot legally and economically, backed by secure property rights and an open political process, right?
Yeah.
Not just rigged for a few elites.
Right, precisely. But the absolute essential lubricant that makes an inclusive system actually function is public trust.
I mean, I like to think of public trust as the operating system for society. Because if you feel the software is buggy,
Like the playing field isn't level.
yeah, exactly. You just stop running the programs, you stop investing your time, you stop innovating, and eventually the whole system just grinds to a halt.
What's fascinating here is that this system crash isn't a biological hardware problem. Our human brains, like our evolutionary mechanisms for trust, they haven't evolved in a single generation.
So we're working with the exact same hardware.
Yeah, your hardware is exactly the same as it was 50 years ago. So this rapid decline in trust is a sociological failure. The social environment changed way faster than our biology could process.
I struggle with this a bit, though. When I look at the landscape, wait, isn't the problem just that people don't know enough facts? Like, if we just gave people more data, wouldn't they naturally trust the science and the government more?
It is super tempting to think that. And it's actually a widely held assumption called the deficit model. But the sociological research we're looking at completely refutes it.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Trust doesn't come from memorizing facts or, staring at spreadsheets. It comes from understanding the process.
Okay. What kind of process?
Like how a control group works or how the scientific method actually filters out an individual researcher's bias. When people grasp that process, their confidence in those institutions skyrockets. Throwing raw data at people just doesn't build trust. In fact, highly informed people often use those facts merely as ammunition to defend their existing partisan identities.
Wow. Well, that entirely reframes the NAEP school data we were looking at.
Yeah.
Because if trust requires understanding how things work, we are completely setting kids up to fail.
We really are.
Because of high-stakes testing for math and reading, social studies and science have been pushed to the absolute margins. The National Assessment of Educational Progress shows U.S. history scores for eighth graders have plummeted back to 1994 levels.
Meaning we just aren't teaching the process anymore. And that childhood gap in process knowledge, well, it matures into a serious economic problem called the distrust trap.
Because they don't understand the systems.
Right. When citizens don't understand how systems work, they don't trust their neighbors or leaders to do the right thing. Because of that widespread suspicion, society demands massive amounts of regulatory red tape to force compliance.
Which bogs everything down.
Exactly. That heavy red tape bogs down the economy, it breeds corruption, and the resulting stagnation just fuels even deeper distrust. It's a total vicious cycle.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. This educational deficit feeds directly into what the research calls the diploma divide.
Yeah, the numbers on this are wild.
They really are. Impartially reporting the data here, 84% of college graduates trust scientists, while only 56% of non-graduates do. And the data shows this isn't just about what happens in a classroom. It's largely because expert institutions severely lack ideological and geographic diversity.
Yeah.
A huge portion of the country looks at these organizations and doesn't see anyone who shares their background.
Right. When abstract systems like federal agencies or scientific boards are overwhelmingly drawn from a single demographic bubble, they feel incredibly distant. It leaves massive portions of the public feeling locked out of the process entirely.
So what does this all mean? I mean, it means institutions must fundamentally rebuild their relationships with you, the public.
Yeah, they can't just bombard you with facts and expect you to fall in line.
Exactly. They have to pull back the curtain on their processes and prove they are actually representative.
The burden of restoring trust falls entirely on the institutions to prove the playing field is level.
Which leads us with this to mull over. The research highlights how a lack of civic knowledge makes people feel the government is a corrupt, faceless entity.
Right.
But if schools continue to slash civics and science time, are we unintentionally engineering a future generation that is structurally incapable of participating in a democracy?
Yeah.
Think about that the next time you feel the bridge sway.